This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh.
Wa alaikum assalam.
How are you today?
Alhamdulillah. Doing good. Alhamdulillah. JazakAllah.
We have a question about raffle.
Raffle. Okay.
Yeah, when people go attend an event, they give them a ticket. They call it raffle ticket for a prize at the end of the event. Or they buy a ticket and at the end they have a raffle, you know, and then they give them a prize. So what is the Islamic ruling on this?
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, salatu wassalam wa rasulillah. If these tickets that, let's say you go to an event, everybody get a ticket, then they pick a number and whoever that person's number is will receive a gift. He doesn't pay anything for entry or anything like that to be eligible to receive that ticket where the raffle will take place. This allowed, it's a gift, it's a random giving gift from the organizer, so it is allowed, there is nothing wrong with that. But what if I purchase a dinner ticket, for example, that, or I go to a store,
yes,
and I purchase a merchandise, and every purchase, every person who purchased something from the store will be giving a number, then there is a random, or there is a coupon that you fill up your information and you put it, then they will pick a name randomly later on. In this case, if you purchased the ticket, okay, or this merchandise for the intention of entering this lottery, entering this raffle, it became a form of qimar, gambling.
Yes.
And is not allowed. And something that it is in Islam, not allowed. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِنَّمَا الْخَمْرُ وَالْمَيْسِرُ وَالْأَنصَابُ وَالْأَزْلَامُ رِجْسٌ مِّنْ عَمَلِ الشَّيْطَانِ فَاجْتَنِبُوهُ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us this is from the shaitan. Part of what he said in this verse is the gambling. Any form of gambling, where you put money hoping to get extra money, depends on luck, basically.
And that's
what it is here. So it became forbidden and it's not allowed. But if you buying the ticket because you want to attend this event, you purchase this merchandise because you need it, then the seller or the organizer of this dinner or whatever you go is giving you this as an extra, you know, incentive or something to attract more customer to come, and he will not increase the price of the merchandise, and he will not calculate the raffle and the value of it in the merch. So for example, this is a dollar from this store, but he will sell it for $1.20 because he know there is a gift or a raffle will be done afterwards. If this is the case, not allowed for the seller to do that.
Right.
But it's a dollar here, but the only thing I give you extra gift if you are the lucky number, if this your lucky number comes up. That will be allowed.
Okay.
So to summarize this, if you're going to purchase something, is your intention to purchase it for the gift, for the raffle, hoping that to win, that's haram. If you're not paying anything, completely free, it is allowed to have this gift that is given to you. And it is not allowed if also you purchase something with higher price just because you want to, you know, you might get that gift.
Okay.
Because that's also a form of gambling. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best.
All right. Jazakallah khair.
Reaction.